The death toll in India's anti-Christian attacks is much higher than reported. A believer is charged with blasphemy in Indonesia, and a cluster translation project accelerates Bible translation light years ahead. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 500 are now believed to be dead in the Orissa, India violence that targeted Christians over the last few months. Josh Fisher with Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan, just returned from the region. He says a government source made that assessment based on firsthand knowledge. Fisher says Mission India has been affected.
At least 30 of our partners have been stalled or postponed. 15 of our ministry partners actually had to suspend operations. They lost their churches. They lost their homes. We have church planners that were in training that are living in relief camps and unable to finish their training at this time.
Mission India has committed to sending 2,000 emergency relief kits, as many Christians are still homeless.
People are being allowed back to their villages, but there's this ultimatum waiting for them. Come back as a Hindu or face your death. And so these people have made the decision to leave everything behind and start over. These kits are a way to help them stand strong in that decision.
You can send a kit for just $35. Next, riots broke out in Indonesia after a Christian school teacher was accused of blaspheming Islam. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that about 500 Muslims protested on December 9th, calling for the teacher's dismissal. The mob burned two church buildings, a health clinic, several vehicles, and about 65 homes. The teacher's been detained and faces trial for blasphemy. Pray that Christians will be strong and bear a powerful witness for the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. When Christians in Tanzania began looking into Bible translation in their own language, the task seemed impossible. However, language experts made a remarkable discovery. Bruce Smith is the president and CEO of Wycliffe Associates. He says in this case, they're using a new strategy called clustering.
It's a strategy that works in unique places where you've got closely geographically located groups of languages, and also a political and cultural situation where people are able and willing to work together.
Smith says using the language cluster approach, they'll be able to accelerate the Bible translation tenfold. The reality is they could see translation work in the Mbeya cluster finished in the next decade.
The overall group is almost 3 million people in the western part of Tanzania. And so to have this opportunity to work in 10 languages that are going to impact that large of a people group is fairly unique. We have actually about 80 national partners, individuals that are part of the translation teams that are working in these groups.
Meanwhile, in Promprom, Ghana, the community marked Christmas last week with a parade. Oasis International's Ambrose Brennan says this was probably their best one yet.
It was to be a celebration of the birth of Jesus, and we're also taking that time to invite them to the rally, and then afterwards we showed a Billy Graham film.
Brennan says after each gospel presentation, several dozen people responded. Discipleship is important,
And we encourage them, if they did not have a church, to follow up with some of the pastors that were there. So we're really thanking God for the outcome that we saw.
There's still work to do. Brennan says as their school trains believers vocationally, they're trained how to be effective evangelists too.
It's just been our prayer that little by little we can conquer some ground for God's kingdom, and I think we're doing that. Especially there's certain parts of Promprom where there's still a lot of spiritual darkness going on there, so we really were concentrating on that.
And 1,500 people in a community hit hard by the Sichuan earthquake have received winter clothing from Food for the Hungry. A neighboring church grew concerned about the village, which didn't receive much earthquake relief because it was difficult to reach. Chinese churches in the United States raised $20,000 to keep the villagers warm in the cold winter months. Pray that the gospel will spread through this ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your new Solid Rock Orchestra Christmas CD is waiting for you. For a gift of any amount, we'll send you this unique new mix of your favorite Christmas carols that'll point you to Christ this Christmas. It may become your favorite. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.